Murray nets with a forehand, and Djokovic has done it. In the most wonderful of finals, Murray asked him so many questions, caused him so many problems, but the world number one wins again and wins his 29th Masters title.
On Sunday, world number three Andy Murray lost to Novak Djokovic in the Madrid Open final on TalkSport 2. The following morning, he issued a joint statement with his coach, former world number one Amélie Mauresmo, announcing that the two have parted company. They've worked together for just under 2 years. Announcing the split, the reigning Olympic champion said, "I've learned a lot from Amélie over the last 2 years, both on and off the court. She's been a calming influence in the team and we will all miss having her around. I'll take some time to consider the next steps and how we progress from here, but I'd like to thank her for everything she's done. She's been an invaluable member of the team." Considering his latest runner-up finish in Madrid, Murray sounded optimistic about the future.
I think the week as a whole and the clay season so far has been positive. I just need to try to find a way of, for whole weeks not sort of dropping intensity at certain moments, and yeah, that would make a big difference, because today I needed to keep my sort of intensity very high and concentration on every point, and made a few mistakes there in the middle of that third, and the best players capitalize on that. You get away with it against players that aren't as good, but it's been positive, from where I was a few weeks ago. Played some really good stuff, and see what happens the next few weeks.
Murray and Mauresmo first announced their partnership in 2014 on the final day of the French Open. Murray's choice was considered groundbreaking, as the Scot became the first top-flight male tennis player to appoint a female coach. At the time, he said they'd communicate well together, but when his ranking slid to 11 at the end of that year, many enthusiastically blamed the Frenchwoman. Murray stood firm, writing, "They say I was plucky choosing Amélie, but truth be told, if anyone was plucky, it was Amélie. She's the one who has taken the heat. Her competence was always under fire. I felt embarrassed." Under Mauresmo, the British number one has gone on to produce some of the most consistent tennis of his career, as well as winning the Davis Cup with Great Britain. Though the French Fed Cup captain couldn't steer her charge to another Grand Slam title, she offered a refreshing change after her predecessor Ivan Lendl's sometimes brutal honesty. She said, "Working with Andy over the last 2 years has been a fantastic experience for me. I've thoroughly enjoyed being part of the great team of people he has around him. Dedicating enough time along with the travel has been a challenge for me. I wish him and his team well, and I hope he goes on to win many more titles." Mauresmo combined coaching Murray with captaining the French Fed Cup team to their first final in 10 years. But since the birth of her son, she's found it difficult to commit to the 25 weeks travel a year her role requires. At the Miami Open in March, she sat separately from the rest of Murray's team, and split rumours resurfaced. Murray went out turbulently in the third round. TalkSport 2 commentator Joe Shannon thinks the cracks were starting to appear some time ago.
There are things that I think he might have wanted to do differently. He's failed to add to his two majors, his two Grand Slam titles. And I think one of the things with Murray and Mauresmo is that, to me, I mean, looking at it, this one has been on the cards for a while. I mean, this one has been on the cards really for a couple of months. I mean, Mauresmo, we've seen her at Melbourne, we've seen her at Miami, but that has been it. People talk about Jaume Delgado, who came into the team after the Australian Open. He's effectively, as far as I'm concerned, been the main Murray coach, really, for the last few months. And, looking at it and looking at the way they've been speaking and looking at the distance between Mauresmo and the rest of the Murray team in Miami, this is something, to me, the writing has been on the wall for quite a while.
We understand the two Wimbledon champions part amicably, but it does mean that Murray heads into a run of three Grand Slams and the defence of his Olympic title without a regular coach. Former GB Davis Cup player Jaume Delgado officially joined Murray's team after the Australian Open, and he will look after the Scot in the run-up to Roland Garros. Not a man to play by the rules in his coaching choices, Murray will keep us guessing, at least till his next announcement.